I tēnā waiata, ko pāke waha tō taka ko Dale, tēnei nei rata mi. Weather today, rain, some of it possibly heavy and thundery, easing to occasional showers this afternoon, with a high today in Tāmaki of 20 degrees, overnight 13. Showers becoming isolated, with longer fine breaks expected for tomorrow, Thursday. High tides today for the Waitemata Horiki Gulf this afternoon just before 1 and at Unihunga just after 4 o'clock. Really pleased to be able to have a kōrero with Annette Sykes today. Ngāti Pikau's appeal has succeeded. A unanimous Court of Appeal decided that the minister, that Straw, was wrong to refuse to comply with the Waitangi Tribunal summons. But subsequent events, including most recently the government's introduction into Parliament of a bill to repeal Section 7AA of the Ōrākei Tamariki Act, have meant the Court of Appeal made no orders against the minister in the circumstances. Well, that's the backdrop to this, Annette. Thanks for joining us once again on the program. Ngā mihi nui, kia koe, te tuehine, kia ora, rawatu, hoki mai.
Kia ora, Dale. I'd like to come in a week when the Warriors had won, but at least we won in the Court of Appeal. But, you know, lovely to hear from you. Been a while.
Yeah, it's great to talk with you, and thanks again for, well, you're always there with your challenging whakaro, and fair enough, too, because we needed some more action here. Ngāti Pikiao put the challenge to the legal system here to find out more. Why so? What was the driver for the iwi and your move there, Annette?
Well, for 40 years since Ngātua Whāngai, we have been working in different ways with various forms of them. Originally it was SIFs, originally then it became Ōranga Tamariki, now it's the Ministry of Children, to get our children out of state care. And Matua Whāngai was an impetus for us, and Ngāti Pikiao worked really tirelessly. So 40 years we've been doing this. And then suddenly, after we get some changes, after a hard battle, you know, to get Section 7AA and treaty clauses into this context of child uplifts and taking children into state care, the new coalition announced, without talking to anybody, that they were going to repeal the one provision, Section 7AA, which is about te tiriti, but more fundamentally about reducing the disparities of uplift between Māori children and non-Māori children into state care. You know, our most precious taonga is our children. And Ngāti Pikiao, sadly, we have a number of our people that have been victims of a system that's been cruel to them, but also have found themselves on a conveyor belt, not to education, but to jail. So we've taken responsibility to try and stem that, and we say that government policy like this should assist us in what our objectives are, which is to reduce our people's participation in state care, to unwind the conveyor belt to prisons, and for us to take responsibility to look at options for the well-being of our most precious taonga, our children and our mokopuna. So that's the driver, nothing hard. And we wanted to know why this coalition government was taking away this one provision. And we thought, go straight to the top, real simple. Why has the Minister of Children decided to do this? We actually genuinely wanted to hear her view. The tribunal also needed that view because of the pace in which the ways of the government coalition arrangements were being implemented. So we thought the action by the tribunal, can I say, it was couched in the most reasonable statesman-like language. We would like to hear from you. We would love to have you here voluntarily. We would like you to hear about these lines of inquiry. You know, it wasn't a situation of ambush. It was genuine, I think, desire on behalf of a judge and his panel to hear why these things were happening. So that's why we were there. And when, of course, the minister said she was not coming, the judge issued a summons. And then, of course, the Solicitor General said that the Waitangi Tribunal had no power to issue a summons. Well, I'm a criminal lawyer, and I have been practicing criminal law for 40 years. And for me, everyone should be able to come to court, no matter who they are, whether you're a minister of the crown, the owner of the shop, a family member, ordinary person on the street who sees something, you come and you let the court know as much as you know about that matter. And for me, one of the key principles that we were fighting for was this principle of equality. Everyone's equal before the law. No one's better than the law, and you should come. And we chose as an iwi, for all those reasons, to go to the High Court and challenge the Crown and their denial of following what we call the rule of law. Not just Te Tiriti o Waitangi, the rule of law that gets people to participate in processes for the best of their knowledge and ability to help find justice in a particular situation.
Tēnā koe, the Court of Appeal says, hey, it is right, you're well within your rights to request that the minister responsible front up to what was going on. But it does seem, Annette, that it's part of the coalition's dismissive attitude towards the tribunal, or is there more to it than that?
Well, it's not just the tribunal, it's the Court of Appeal that they're being dismissive about. Let's be really clear. This is a full membership of the Court of Appeal, three judges, all on the same page, all upholding. You know, it's not a radical thing, I want to be really clear. They looked at the statutory framework of the Waitangi Tribunal. They noted that it's a commission of inquiry, like all commissions of inquiry, and it has a specific power to summons, but it also has a particular statutory context to initiate inquiries. And one of them is about future conducts of the government and how that might prejudice Māori. So the decision, I think, is a really constitutionally sound a decision, and it's written really clear. I know one thing, Ngāti Pākehā aren't lawyers like me. They really found it simple to understand, and it's well reasoned and principled. And yet as soon as the judgment came out, the executive moved to introduce Section 7AA into Parliament, which for the tribunal means, of course, they are without jurisdiction till it's out of Parliament to look at whether or not that action is consistent with Te Tiriti. And, you know, it's been a hollow victory, but can I say it's one that has also made Ngāti Pākehā feel that they have championed something that is right and that they have been vindicated by one of the highest courts in the land, the Court of Appeal, that what they're seeking is reasonable, it's proper, and it's not something that should be ignored by the ordinary MP. It's something that should be honoured. And we're just disappointed that this coalition seems to be hell-bent on undermining Te Tiriti and undermining the Māori voice in the way that we participate in this country on the most important matters. Looking after our children has to be one of the most important matters.
Tēnā koe. What can we expect going forward? So the Court of Appeal has found in favour of Pākehā's stance. What action from the government in response are you anticipating?
Well, Ngāti Pākehā is now moving to the next stage. You know, when a bill goes into Parliament, you have the right to make submissions to the Select Committee. And, of course, in the fast-track process, you've seen 40,000. So many went in on that one that they're now saying that only those that are balloted can actually go and have their courted or heard on the fast-track. We're going to do the same thing. We're going to make really clear submissions to the Select Committee saying that they should not repeal Section 7AA, that the minister should come out into the regions and talk to people who are trying to do things differently and talk to some of the victims of state abuse. You know, the Royal Commission on Abuse in State Care and Faith-Based Institutions is reporting in July. We expect that to be a significant report. They've been working for nearly 10 years. Wait for that report. They may say, well, this act needs fixing up in these places. Do it all in a concerted way with all the information before you. Don't come in on a knee-jerk principle to repeal one part of something. And Ngāti Pākehā will then also tell them, why don't we have strategic partnerships beyond the 10 groups that you've got them with? Ngāti Pākehā hasn't got one, but we would love to have one. We have arrangements, but they're not the same as the partnership arrangements that Tainui, for example, have, that Ngāpuhi have. We would like one too. And we would like one that should be measurable to enable them to see why us looking after our own children and our own tamariki is going to be good for everybody. And so that's that said. Can I say what is also happening is the attack on the principle of tinaranga tiritanga, which is what I'm talking about, has meant that a number of our communities, our hapū and whānau and iwi, are gathering momentum now. They're really upset. This has been a kind of a constitutional moment. And what's happening since the coalition, you know, they're attacking Māori awards. The fast-track process means the decisions of how we use resources, especially our water, will vest in the hands of three ministers. It's bypassing constitutional normal processes. The Māori language is being undermined in the view of many with the way the public sector is being required compulsorily to actually only speak in English, which is in breach of the Māori Language Act. And then, of course, we've got this Section 7AA and Māori wards all under the scrutiny of the tribunal. You know, this is in 7 months. This is an attack on Māori. It's an attack of the same measure and magnitude as what we saw that mobilised the Māori Land March and the foreshore and seabed response by Māori. And I think what might happen after Omahu is that there will be an organised, united approach by the Māori nation, just as we come together when we are being pushed to actually assert our mana Māori motuhake and our tino rangatiratanga. They are going to see that released, that sense of justice that we require released. And I wouldn't be surprised that it prompts a number of serious occupations around the country. Hikoi, I don't know. We have a different generation now. They all work on the power of social media. I look forward to the discussions at Omahu to see what this will actually require from, old hands like us to support this new generation that is challenging the edges of the government. And what someone described yesterday is racial hatred towards Māori.
Tēnā koe, tūhine, kia ora roa tū, I o kōrero. Whakamana ngai Māori I ngā wakatoa, kia ora, Annette. Thanks so much again for sharing some thoughts with us.
Okay, kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Annette Sykes with us with some interesting perspectives about what's happening politically and legislatively.